This chazor zech neshibach chazor shagam mevim zechem menachas daf chav beis. The Gemara quoted a brayso which, among other things, said that the wood needed to be brought along with the carbon is taken from the tzibur. Has the Tana of brayso know this? So brayso says, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, says that the pasuk of alo eitz ma'asher alo eish asher alo mezbeach teaches that just like the mezbeach belongs to the tzibur, the fire and wood used for carbonos also comes from the tzibur. Rabbi Elazar Mishmua says that the pasuk teaches that just like the mezbeach has to come from materials that were never used by a regular person, also the wood and the fire must have never been used by a regular person. What's the nafkamina between these answers? So the difference is whether only new wood may be used. Fakhmer, is it true that only new wood may be used? We find that Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua says in a braisa that David HaMelech offered karbonis on the place of the future Beis HaMikdash and used wood of meirigim and cattle equipment. We see that there's no requirement for new wood to be used on a bama. Mar said we can answer that these items had never been used and therefore it was considered to be new wood. And Ula and Rabbi Yehud explained that meirigim is a type of tool used for threshing. Zok, the next Mishnah, if the kaimitz of one mincha became mixed with the kaimitz of another mincha, or it became mixed with the mincha of a kayin, or with the mincha of the kayin gadol, or with the minchas nesachim, all of which have to be totally burned on the mizbeach, they're all kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it became mixed with the mincha of the kayin gadol or minchas nesachim, it's possible because the kaimitz is a thick mixture, and the mincha of the kayin gadol and the minchas nesachim are thin mixtures, and the mixing of these two types will cause them to absorb from each other, thereby changing their proper consistency. Zakt the Gemara. A Mishnah says if blood of a carbon became mixed with water, then if the mixture still looks like blood, it's considered to be a kosher of blood and it can be used for zrika. If the blood became mixed with wine, we view the wine as if it were water, and meaning if there's enough blood in the mixture, that if the wine were water, the mixture would look like blood, it's kosher. If blood of a carbon became mixed with blood of an animal that is not a carbon, or with the blood of a chaya, we view the other blood like it were water. If there's enough blood in the mixture that if the other blood was water, the mixture would still look like blood, it's kosher. Yehuda says, blood can't nullify blood, and therefore if even a drop of carbon blood was mixed into a large amount of blood from an animal that's not a carbon, the mixture is kosher to be used for zrika. Birchin explains, both views are based on the pasuk of v'lochach midam ha'par u'midam ha'sor. Now clearly the amount of blood of a par is far more than the blood of a goat. Yet, when it's mixed together, the Torah refers to the mixture as being a dam ha'par and dam ha'sor, as being from each of the two types of blood. Rabbanan hold that from here we learn that things that go up in the mizbeach are not mevatel each other. Yehuda says that we learn from over here that things of like kind, they're both blood, are not mevatel each other. The Rabbanan holds, the Gemara continues, the Rabbanan holds, if the pasuk meant that they don't become batel because they're of like kind, it would have taught this concept in other areas of halacha, not in regard to things that are brought up on the mizbeach. Maybe both of these things are needed, like kind and things that go up on the mizbeach. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the pasuk meant that they don't become batel because they're the things that go up on the mizbeach, it would have simply given an example of things that are not of like kind. Maybe both things are needed, maybe like kind and things that go up on the mizbeach. This remains a kasha. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said that when a kaimitz becomes mixed with the mincha of the kayin gadol or minchas nesachim, it's possible because the kaimitz is a thick mixture and the mincha of the kayin gadol and the minchas nesachim are thin mixtures, and the mixing of the two types will cause them to absorb from each other. Now, why is he concerned that they'll absorb from each other? Since they're of like kind, they will not become batel. And for the Gemara, Rava said, Rabbi Yehuda holds that whenever there are items of like kind mixed together, and there's another item of not like kind mixed along with them, we view the mixture as having removed the item of like kind, leaving over the not like kind items, in which case the larger item is mevatel, the smaller item.